Page 56. Chapter 12. I was taken before the magistrate, who called for witnesses. A sailor explained how the night before they had returned to land some distance from the town because of the strong winds and storm. They had found the still warm body of a young man. Someone had strangled him. On hearing this, I shook, remembering my brother William. Other witnesses saw a boat like mine with a single man in it near the place. I was then taken in to see the body. Imagine my feelings when I saw that it was Henry Clerval.
"Has my murderous behaviour killed you too, Henry?"
I shouted.
"I have already destroyed two, but you, Clerval, my friend, my helper!"
I fainted and was carried from the room. I lay in a bed for 2 months at the point of death, raving about murdering William, Justine, and now Clerval. Then one day I woke to find myself in prison. Kerwin visited me occasionally to see how I was. One day he told me that my father was there. My father gave me news that Elizabeth, Ernest, and he were safe and well. After this first visit, my illness gradually left me, but my black mood got worse. I had horrible images of the murdered Henry before me all the time. I hoped that I would be punished for the crime, and so end my own misery. I was in prison for 3 months before the court heard my case. The jury rejected it because there was proof that I was still on Orkney at the time when my friend's body was found, and soon I was set free from prison. I wanted to return to Geneva quickly, so that I could look after the three people I loved so much. I wanted a chance to find where the monster was hiding, or if he dared to come to see me again, then to kill him. Of course, I frequently remembered the creature's words, "I will be with you on your wedding night." This is what would happen. He would kill me on that night. His power over me would end. I would finally be a free man. But this did not mean he would do nothing else before then. He had proved this by murdering Clerval. Back in Geneva, I was mostly in very low spirits, and only Elizabeth was able to cheer me up. We decided to get married in 10 days' time. Arrangements for the wedding were made, and I prepared myself for the creature's attack. I carried pistols and a knife with me constantly. But as the days passed and the ceremony was closer, I began to hope that all might be well. After the ceremony, there was a large party at my father's house. We, however, went to Evian by boat, where we had planned to spend the night.